Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen, and welcome to the Power to Live Your Vision. Today's podcast is going to be a replay of a workshop I did a few weeks back about vision board and the power to live your vision. So sit back today, check out the class. Let me know if there's any questions you may have. You can reach me at elitecorporatecoaching@gmail.com or check out my website, coachjessebowen.com. We want to think about the power of vision and manifesting your dreams. Again, my name is Jesse Bowen. I am a life coach, a business coach. I've done a lot of things in my life. So I try to come back and share with people, with individuals, the things that I've done in my life. And I just hope that there's something that's going to be said today that will be a blessing for you that you can use that will empower you. So what I wanted to think about as Pastor was talking, I want to sort of talk about an open mindset, become a goal master. You know, that's what you want to think about, or become a receiver. So we have all these blessings and these opportunities that's coming to us all the time. So the question is, are we able, are we in that place to be a receiver? You know, right now we've been having some issues with our internet. So that's the reason why I'm not in my office, because the reception is not clear. I'll have a tendency to freeze, and that signal is not getting there. And I may be on this important call, such as today, and I'm not really able to get my message out because the signal is weak. So think about your vision board, and what we're doing today is trying to enhance your signal, your spiritual signal, your personal signal. You know, how can I connect? Am I frozen on my goals? Am I frozen to the place that I should be in life that I'm not? How do I move forward? So what I want to think of my job today is to give you some things to help you move on. And one of the most powerful things, and without it, it's hard for you to be able to move forward. And that is vision. You know, if I turn all the lights out in your, or if you turn all the lights out in your home, and if you're not familiar where the front door is, which you should be, you could stumble and find your way to the door. Hopefully the kids didn't leave a skateboard down the floor, that you may slip or fall down. All those things prohibit you from getting to the door. So think about the power of vision. What would if we didn't have our sight? That would really be really tough on us to be able to function and to be able to do. But we are blessed with having that sight. So the same thing that you have every day, you just have to understand what it is and how to be able to use it. So my presentation is to sort of give you these analogies and talk about your tools that you have every day and give you an examples of how you can use them so you can use them better because you're using them. So my statement is, how do I use it better? Maybe there's one thing in my presentation today that will allow for you to be able to use what your powers are to be able to use those better. Okay, so let me start with myself because I think it's important. This is not a boast or brag about who I am, but I need for you to understand that I'm just an average person just like everyone else. And your journey in life doesn't have to be 50 years from where you are now. It doesn't have to be 10 years. It doesn't have to be that. You can be on this elevator. So you can take the steps or you can get on the elevator. The steps is a manual process and hopefully you're in shape. The elevator is where you take your knowledge and you're able to be able to move that forward. So myself, I'm a 10th degree black belt in the martial arts. I've been training in the martial arts for about 46 years. just retired, selling my school, moving back to Eastern North Carolina. I've been inducted in over 15 Martial Arts Hall of Fames. I now own a publishing company. I'm an author of 20 books on personal development, sports performance training. And so what I try to do is to help people to become better and to helping them to be able to tell their story. Everybody has a story. You have a story. I'm a former professional bowler on the PBA tour. I'm a corporate educator for Duke Corporate Education. I'm certified in mindfulness training as a coach, as a life coach and sports performance coach, and hypnosis. Most of my friends and most people think of me as the mind guy. And the mind guy is to say that, you know, if you want somebody to get in your head, then let Jesse get there and he'll help you be able to work through that. So I utilize this in my coaching practice. The thing that I want you to think about, the objective of this course is to learn how to harness the power of your mind through visualization and imagination. Okay, so think about that. What is the difference in there? So I always really like to use the word game, and the word harness meaning to brace and to bring together something that will stay, it will stay in place. So when you think about the power of your mind, then you think about, we are of a free will. So you have the choice to make a decision or not make a decision. Regardless, you're going to have an outcome. And I am so grateful that your decision to come to our class today, you know, that's a positive one, because in the law of attraction, which law of attraction simply states, whatever you think about most is what you draw into your life. And I've heard one young lady say, well, you know, this spoke to my spirit. So that's what we're talking about, because this whole spiritual thing, you're getting signals every day. But the question is, are these signals blocked? And that's what we talked about, our Wi-Fi system. You know, is our Wi-Fi system, is that signal coming in? Because we can freeze on our goals if we don't have a clear vision of what our goals are. And then our imagination is where we bring these things into our mind and we can play with them. We can make them as real as we'd like to. Always see yourself succeeding. You know, if you see yourself failing, you know, stop. Think about something else. Okay, so you want to be able to harness that power. So write your goals down. Take a look at your goals. Visualize your goals. Start with the end in mind. What is it that you see? What do you think it is? Use your imagination. See yourself already attaining that goal. What would it be like? What would it feel like? What would you be doing? So, an easy way to think of your goal achievement process is to ask, what? What is it that I want? When do I want to achieve it? How do I want to achieve it? So take a moment and think about that. Okay, so you've got your what. Now, when do you want to be to achieve it by? So the when is, that may be a place that you are, but you see, when you get in this process of manifesting through your thinking and seeing it every day, going to it 2 and 3 times a day, you know, if there's something that you want in your life, then you have to put more attention to it. So for an example, you may have a new job or a new opportunity on your vision board. So you should look at that, take a picture of it. And we're in the digital age, and Minister Jessica, she's going to be talking about digital vision boards, and everybody have a choice. But, you know, be able to look at it on your phone or pull it out, put it in your wallet, your purse, that you can look at it in the morning, the first thing you get up. And you have to be able to become expecting of that. So the power of vision and the power of manifesting is about building your expectation. So when you do it, and you just by writing the goal, you have now empowered the goal. So now, when do I want to achieve it? Well, you can now put in there an expected date. Say if you have an event that's coming up and you got things you want to build to that event, then that is an expected date. That is a place mark. You know when it has to be accomplished, when it has to be done. So you can put in there, when do I want it? Now, since you have that, Now you can begin to work on the how. And the key element about setting goals, don't get bogged down with how. How is a process. The most important thing is to set the goal. Because once you set the goal, it's already, the how is already in motion. So what I found in my own life of setting goals of things I wanted to do, I didn't know exactly how that this was going to come about. But once I set the goal, I just started meeting people, and these people had that information, and they began to share that information with me. So it really wasn't about the information that I knew. It was about the people that was drawn into my life because I set the goal. So when you set your goal or you begin to put it on your vision board, then you have to have the expectation that the how is already going to manifest itself. So don't worry about how. No, what is it you want to achieve? When is it you want to achieve it by? Now, we do have setbacks in our goals. You know, this past year, as I went back to my goal list, I had 12 goals that I had set this past year. And out of that 12, I only had about 5 that I accomplished. And there were 7 that was not. And those were not because they required me to go out and travel and do coaching seminars and do other things. The pandemic hit. That shut me down. I don't have my shot yet, so I'm not leaving the house yet. So there was something that stopped me from actually doing those particular goals. But I found other ways to move around some of them. We were scheduled to be in Vegas for a seminar, for an event, one of my book releases. We were not able to go to Vegas in July. But what I did, I created the first online martial arts event that had as many people online that it actually had showing up for the event. The book was released. All of those things happened. So I ended up achieving the major goal on that was to host the event. It wasn't necessarily to go to Vegas. It wasn't necessarily to have dinner with my friends. It was to release the book, present these awards. So we came up with creative ways to be able to do it. And my opinion was better than we would have done if we had actually gone live. So as you look at your goals and they're not going in the same direction you think they're going in, they may be going in a different direction. So you have to be able to receive that and be able to work with that. So that if the pandemic is prohibiting you from working the number of hours that you're working, then discover another way that you can now bring revenue in. You know, the internet is a very powerful tool. We're here today. You know, we're doing all this on the internet. And I'm a publisher and I have a publishing company. So I started this last year. So now when people, because of my books are biography books, so we're teaching other people how to write their own biography books or how to publish their information. So don't get hung up in the how. Open yourself up to receive. If you have a goal that you want to accomplish, and if it's not going that way, that's that bump in the road that may be redirecting you, that you may not be going the right direction with your goal. Okay, scientists say that we have between 50 to 70,000 thoughts. So the question is, what are you thinking? So think about that for a second. And this is where this power comes in. This is where the manifesting of your goals. So if you're having between 50 to 70,000 thoughts happening in your life every day, my question would be, what are you thinking? So write a little note down there. What am I thinking? Now, when you write that, you might ask yourself, what have I been thinking this week? Have I been focusing on my goals or have I been listening to the television, the news? You know, you can get sidetracked as you're working on manifesting your goals by the influence of someone else. So you have to realize that there's another influence that's causing your mind to have a lot of thoughts going on that's prohibiting you from thinking of what you want. Remember, I started off by saying we are all a free will. We have that option to be able to change what we are thinking. So remember, the power of manifesting is your thoughts. And when you turn those thoughts into visions, You now become a manifesting tool. You were born with this tool. Everyone actually has it. So you have that power to make that change. So controlling your thinking, now you begin the process of being able to control your life. So we come back to vision, manifesting, and dreams. So we got vision, manifesting, and dreams. So I should have put in front of vision, I should have put thoughts. We have our thoughts, we have our visions, we are manifesting, and then we have those dreams. And again, you know, we'll talk about dreams just a little bit. You know, when you are now, when you go to bed at night and you are connected to something that you're thinking about, and we call it dream control. So if I'm having a thought about something and I go to bed and I'm really thinking about it, maybe it's something that's bothering me or something I'm trying to achieve. And once I go to bed and when I go to sleep, my subconscious mind begins to go into the universe and be able to have this connection. You can call it a spiritual connection. I call it a spiritual connection, that now the answers begin to come to me while I am sleeping. So what I want you to do, I want you to think about that when you are now visualizing what you want, you just have to pay attention to the answers that you're receiving that comes to you. And then if you feel that these answers are things that you are feeling, then you begin to move that. Look at the people that you're meeting, because you don't have to have all the answers. There may be people that are being brought into your life, and as they're brought into your life, they may have the answers. You may be listening to the television and a commercial comes on, and that commercial has the answer to what you're trying to accomplish. Someone, you may be reading a book and the next sentence gives you the answer to what you're looking for. So your answers to the your goals or the things that you have that's actually going on, those answers may be there for you. And they're waiting for you to just go ahead and take actions. And if you don't take actions on your goals, then they're going to go away. You know, I like to think about it as, you know, if I have a goal and I have a vision, just like in the, publishing my books, I had a vision about this. I woke up and I moved on it. So this has opened up, you know, doors. So you may be getting, just by showing up today, you may be, you know, one of the people that showed up today. And our mission is that we're here to say something that directs you towards a place that you're trying to go. So remember, if you didn't show up today, you would have been doing something different. So I want you to think about that you're showing up today is a part of your plan. There's something that will inspire you to move forward on your goals. The power of vision and manifesting your dreams, you know, what does it mean? Okay, how do you get it? In other words, how do I get this information that's going to be coming to me? How do I get that? Does everyone have it? Yes, everyone has this unique power. You see, you're thinking about something right now. Maybe if you're taking notes, you're thinking about what I'm saying and how has something that I've said may apply to your life in the past or may apply to your life right now. And everyone has this power. Your children, they have a lot of it because they're still in the creative stage. As adults, the older we get sometimes, the more we shut down that creative stage. Your children are always using their imagination. You see, the creation of this Zoom was created in a thought in somebody's mind. This computer was created in a thought in someone's mind. So your goals could be the next level that moves an invention or it creates something. So I believe that your goals are very important. So as you're looking at them, you should say to yourself, hey, my goals are important. My goals are important to me, but my goals can make a difference in someone else's life. My goals that I have, they make a difference in pastor's life. My goals that I have make a difference in my children's life. So you see, your goals can impact. My goal is to inspire the world. So my goal begins that impact of how it begins to work with others. Dreams are a succession of imagination, ideas, emotions, sensations, and other things that are voluntarily in your mind, you know, at these certain stages of when you're asleep. So your dreams are the vision that you hold in your mind when you see yourself. If you want a new car, first thing you should do is go take a picture of that car. You want to go and you want to go to the dealership, take a picture beside that car. Ask for a test drive, drive that car. Use your imagination. How would it feel? How would you look in that car if you could step out of that car and look at yourself from another position, from another car? How would that make you feel? So when you're thinking about the things that's happening in your life through your own dreams, you want to be thinking about how does those things happen? You know, how do I bring that together?
And Brother Jesse, I'm sorry, one moment. Can you do me a favor? Can you unshare your screen and then try to share it again to see if I have someone here who can't see it?
Okay, let's try it again. How's that?
Francesca, is that good? You put in the chat.
Yes, thank you. Okay, thank you perfect. So much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Well, great. There are two things that just happened there. This is how you have to look at life. Number one, Francesca was not able to see my screen, but she could have just stayed silent through this and never seen anything that's happened. But she made a choice. She made a choice to, in the chat, to let Jessica know, I'm not able to see the screen. And because Jessica is a controller, Jessica was able to then communicate to me that you have someone who cannot see your screen. I was able then to go back and make some adjustments so she would be able to see the screen. So these are things you have to do in your life. That example right there is what we're talking about in a manifesting process. It's about communication. Because Francesca communicated with Jessica, Jessica communicated to me. I had a chance to make an adjustment. I communicated back to Jessica. Jessica communicated back to Francesca. So these are what we're talking about, your ability to be a communicator in your goals. If there's something going on and you lose your vision, then reestablish that. You may have to take a class. You may have to go back to your vision board. You may have to pray on it. You may have to visualize on it. There's a lot of things you may have to do in order for you to be able to see clearly what that goal is and how that communicates to you. Now, I'm going to, because one of the things I really want to do is really be able to get to for you to create your vision board. So I'm going to go through a couple things here. And then, like I said, my next class, we'll come back in because there's so much information. And I think if I run through it, I will not do you justice. I want to give you a couple of things that you can do that can help you to manifest. I'm going to be setting up some mastermind groups, and that's where we'll have a lot of times. And we got several things, but I want to cover some of these things about meditation. Okay. I am a meditator. So in meditation, you do it every day. You meditate every day. You have to go through some form of meditation. Well, I don't meditate. You do. So I'm going to explain it to you on a level that you can understand it. So meditation simply means to lower your brain frequency, to be able to focus consciously at a low level. This is the way you go to sleep at night. If your brain frequency is like your heart beats so many times per minute. Your brain vibrates so many times per second. So when you're not able to sleep at night, you have to ask, what are you thinking about? Because you may be having thoughts that's keeping you up. Those thoughts could be worry. Maybe you're scheduled for a trip and you cannot miss the flight. So there's a lot of things there that you take in this going to sleep, this meditative state, that you take these things with you. So when you now intentionally say, well, I can program my mind and change my thoughts by being able to go to this place and mentally be able to reprogram my thinking. So this meditative state, so you have this beta level, alpha, theta, and delta. So beta is where we are right now. We are aware of everything that's happening around us. And, you know, we can like it or we cannot like it. You know, we can, you know, the higher we raise our brain frequency, the less control we have. So if you forget your keys, then that because you are in a rush, then that means your brain is out the door and you're just leaving stuff behind you. At an alpha level is a relaxed level. This is when you start to begin to go to sleep. We have theta. Theta is a level of sort of, you're in a deep sleep. This is where deep programming, I'm a sports hypnosis coach. So when I'm helping athletes break through their barriers, I have to help them to be able to get to this particular place so that they're going to be able to make their breakthrough. Delta is the lowest brain frequency. This is really deep sleep. These are the first brainwave frequency when someone is born, and they're the last when someone passes away. So by using meditation and being able to focus your mind on the thing that you want and be able to be there to expect it and use affirmation, then you begin to bring these things forward and to manifest them. So understand, you use meditation every day. You enter a relaxed state. And as you enter this relaxed state, you have to physically let go. You have to mentally let go so you can get to this place that you can have this inner communication. Now, this is where you take your vision to be able to see it, to live it every day, to be able to have it in front of you for you to be able to accomplish, for you to be able to accomplish what you want. So the last thing I'm going to leave you with here, I've got much more, but I want to get into the vision board part so you'll have that. And that is your why. Why are you here? So please write that down. What is my why? Why am I here? Why am I setting the goals I want to set? Why are these achievement of these goals going to be important to me? What is my why? So as we begin now to create the vision board, you want to enter that. You want to be able to enter that with answering that why question. Why am I doing this? What will be the outcome of it? So that is why, that's where most people fail, because they don't build enough of importance into their goals in when they're actually getting started. So I'm going to turn this back over to Minister Jessica, and so we can make sure that we do have that time for people to work on that. And I guess this is a part of my Q&A. So Jessica, if someone has a question, they can either unmute or they can go through you and text it to me. So does anyone have any questions about anything that I've said or anything that Pastor has said this morning? And there are some things I may not have said because, like I said, I've got about 10 more pages to go. But, you know, as I'm doing this, you know, there's just so much information pouring out to me that I just feel that you need to have it. So please ask, if you have a question, please, you know, feel free to ask that question.